Way too deep.
Chicka-bow-bow.
Way too deep.
Chicka-bow-bow-bow.
Way too deep.
With Zara.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Way Too Deep, where I go way too deep into topics that a healthy mind shouldn't even start to explore. Joining me in the studio today in discussing the psychological impact a university education can have is my favorite student and partner in crime, Karoline Markiewicz.
Students of the philosophical faculty are familiar with the concept of deconstruction, or rather the deconstruction of our social reality due to our study program. We are changing our perspective during our studies, and this leads to an altered version of how we perceive the world. Whenever we encounter the challenges of our daily life, we have a huge problem now. We are cursed. Every new approach adds another layer of meaning. Although every concept seems so distant, unreal, and unapplicable in the lessons of the seminar. Suddenly, you are surrounded. Unexpectedly, a theorist is whispering into your ear and a frame shifts. Whenever you blink, new contexts pop up. Within the scope, they are questioning the truth about sexology, the beautiful and the aesthetics, and what kind of structures are really at work. As if everyday life wasn't complicated enough. Let's see if you can relate to our prepared situations, or if they are too subjective.
I was reading my app news feed from the Tagesschau, and they announced a plane crash. The usual facts and figures followed, as always in these cases. 35 dead, among them 3 Germans, and immediately in the back of my head I heard Judith Butler screaming, "Be aware of the frames at work!" Why are they specifically mentioning the Germans? They are creating lives that matter. Why shouldn't I grieve all the victims equally? Thanks, Judy. Another sentence I will never look at the same again.
Speaking of never looking at something the same way again. Not too long ago, I was sitting in one of my seminars, of course, listening attentively. But somehow, I just spaced out after a certain amount of time. Following my thoughts into a multiverse of possibilities. Such a beautiful mode of existence. Thank you, Latour, for giving a fancy name to my procrastination.
Then, last week, we wanted to eat in the canteen. I had to choose between pizza and pasta. Way too hard of a choice. Pasta is always reliable, you know what you get, you know it's probably going to be good. On the other hand, pizza has cheese. But then again, what should I put on top of it? Derrida would probably jubilate at the sight of this indecisiveness, this aporia, making me realize the pros and cons of every situation, deconstructing hierarchies and right and wrong, but in this situation, it simply keeps me away from my freaking food.
What a crazy day. Do you remember the day we messed up your kitchen, Zara? We tried a new recipe, and somehow the odds were not in our favor, or rather, in our flavor. Somehow, it didn't really work out, and it tasted horrible. But at least, we had a great time together. It's all a matter of framing. It always depends on your own perspective. Sometimes the glass is half full, and sometimes it's half empty.
My friend was trying to pick out a dress for some fancy art gallery opening thingy and asked me to assist her in her decision, which turned out to be really hard, as we had a different opinion on everything. Fashion, fabric, color. No agreement was possible. She just shrugged it off, saying, "You cannot argue about taste." Generally, of course, this is held to be true. But if we take fashion to be an aesthetic experience, then there should be some common ground of judgment, or at least the sense of it. But then again, I always found it hard to apply Kant on everyday situations. Still, I can't get his voice out of my head.
A normal Wednesday afternoon, and a friend of mine and me are strolling through the aisles of a grocery store. A lovely little girl, completely dressed in pink, is running towards us, barely carrying a gigantic Playmobil police car with her. What a nice sight! Break it down, girl! Show your parents that they are just victims of a social construct, and that you are fighting the rigid structures. Who needs different Überraschungseier for girls and boys? I hope the parents will grant her the wish, and buy her the police car. Go for it, girl. Sorry. Human, I mean.
On the radio, they did one of those literary criticism segments, on WDR 2, I think, discussing the first Hunger Games book, and the journalist was like, what Suzanne Collins was trying to express is a profound criticism of our current television industry, and so on. There was this little voice of Roland Barthes in my head, nagging, well, how do you know that? Can you be sure? Did you ask her? Is this even relevant? Shouldn't we be posing different questions and explore what the text does to us instead of focusing on a dead author?
Foucault! Foucault! What a fantastic theorist you are! Wherever I see you, you alter the way I behave. And whenever I see a surveillance camera, I find myself asking if it's real or not. Maybe it is similar to the Benthamian panopticon. The idea of being observed is usually enough to influence people's behavior. What an opportunity to prove it wrong. The moment I threw a paint bomb at the suspicious object in the corner, I regretted it.
And finally, it is getting harder and harder for me to just read a story for fun. My brain is constantly seeing theories in them, thinking about critical approaches to analyze the stories with in order to find some profound messages that speak to me from the text. This can be great, being sensitized to what literature can offer, but it also is exhausting sometimes, or makes me really frustrated when a story is dull and does not give me anything.
Well, people, I hope you enjoyed our little digression into the mindset of a student of the philosophical faculty. Or maybe into our mindsets only. Well, maybe you could relate to it somehow. Thanks for your attention. Keep on rocking and rolling.
Thank you so much for chatting with me, Caro, and to all you listeners out there. I hope to see you again next week on...
Way Too Deep.
Chicka-bow-bow.
Way Too Deep.
Chicka-bow-bow-bow.
Way Too Deep.
With Zara.